It's another Ag News Update. Today we recap the latest USDA Cattle on Feed report. More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
USDA out with their April cattle on feed report. Overall, up 1% cattle and calves on feed. This is for the slaughter market with feedlots of a capacity of 1,000 or more head. 11.8 million, according to USDA, as of the 1st of April. Inventory up 1% from last year, same time. Inventory did include 7.27 million steers and steer calves. That's up 2% from the previous year. Group accounted for 61% of the total inventory. Heifers and heifer calves accounting for 4.56 million head, up 1% from last year. Placements in the feedlots totaled 1.75 million head. That's actually 12% below the same time last year. Net placements, 1.69 million head. And the placements of cattle and calves under 600 pounds, 330,000 head. Six weights, there were 260,000 head, 460,000 head of the sevens, of the eights, 466,000. Nine weights, 170,000, and just 60,000 of 1,000 pounds or more. It's another Ag News Update. Are you looking for a new opportunity? The King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management's Ranch Manager Job Board is open, with jobs posted from Texas, Idaho, New Mexico, Nebraska, Colorado, New York, Montana, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Oregon, Florida, even Mexico. Or are you looking for someone to manage a ranch? Find out more at the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management online, krirm.com. This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. So cotton futures were down 69 to 94 cents on Friday, though led lower by the new crop futures. December ended the week a net 134-point loss, though May was a net 513 points weaker for the week and 17.15 cents off the contract high that we hit in February. Cotton spec traders shown 3,900 contracts less net long for the week after a bout of long liquidation. The Commitment of Traders report had the group at 80,600 contracts net long as of the settle. Commercial cotton traders adding new hedges, though the shorts offset the new longs for a 4,000 contract swing to 127,600 contracts net short. USDA's weekly cotton market review had 4,700 bales sold on the week, averaging 83.09 cents per pound. Cotlook A index was back down by 235 points, 95.60 a pound on March 28th, and the average world price weakened by another 140 points to 69.48. Certificated stocks 14,000 bells higher at 81,664. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.